Oh yeah, that's north. I'm going north. Yeah, so I need to go south.
No wonder you can't remember places.
Oh man, I need a compass. If I had a compass, I'd be okay. So if I'm going the opposite direction,
where Executive Drive is now, and the old telephone company on that one north corner.
Welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Last but not least, you can call in if you have any questions regarding the show that's taking place. Please call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce this Saturday, August the 10th. This Saturday, August the 10th, free produce at Logos Christian Ministry. The time is from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars if you have a need of that. If not, share with someone who you think would benefit from that. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. I know you didn't hear my music play, but I have a call coming in at 4:30. So I didn't really know what to do. Okay, so I just went ahead on and my music didn't play. Okay. But now I see it's going to play in a few minutes. So, but you might not hear it. Okay. All right. Now, let me open my show like I usually do with a thought for today, starting with simplicity. Is being comfortable with all the circumstances which shape our lives without worrying or making matters complicated. Simplicity gives birth to inspiration. It is a quality of the very young and of the aged. One who is simple lives from the heart. I guess that does make sense. You know, you're not adding a whole bunch of stuff, getting all complicated. Because, you know, sometimes I think we make life more complicated than what it really is. And if we would try to keep things more simple, you know, we would probably live a more peaceful life. Have to take less Xanax, less pills to get up in the morning, or less pills to calm your nerves, or, you know, we got to chill out. You know, I need a time out. Even as adults, we take time out because evidently we need time out sometimes because there's so much going on in our lives that we don't know how to handle it. So we need a time out. And you know what? We need prayer time. We need prayer time, which is also simple, simplistic. God said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. So a lot of times if we would take those things to him first, we wouldn't be so overbearing, and it would also help keep life more simple. So hopefully some of you can use that to your advantage. All righty. I have a call coming in, Jan Ben. She is our area missionary. She is associated with CEF, which stands for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, here in Marion, Ohio. And I think she is a missionary over four or five different schools, and she will be calling in at exactly 4:30. And I also wanted to share this with you as we were talking about simplicity. In the Father's ways, to refuse to walk in God's ways allows room for the perversion of those values, and as a result, injustice flourishes. To walk in His ways means honesty. Injustice are clearly seen not only in our words, but in our deeds as well. Those good deeds are never an end in themselves, but always that others may see and honor our Father in heaven. So when people see maybe our calmness, because I think Jesus, when he walked on earth, he was calm. You know, he had a swag about himself. He had all the answers, even though he didn't walk around with the big head like, you know, look at me, I'm the answer. But as in his works and deeds, he showed and proved that he was the answer. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He was able to talk to people in a way that they felt better about themselves, even if they were down. You know, they were able to turn their lives around and they trusted him. So if we learn to walk in the Father's ways a little bit more than we walk in our own ways, then we will have a more simple life. Just like the thought for today. Simplicity. Okay? Now, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:2-2, is peace, love, joy, patience, temperance. And I think there's a total of 9 of them. I can't rattle them off at the moment, but those things are very important. And they do lead to a more peaceful life. More peaceful. It seems like... And you ever talk to someone and they're so burdened down, as soon as they open their mouth, you feel it yourself. And they bring you down. You can tell by their temperament. You can tell by the tone of their voice. And they put all that burden upon you. And then you feel like, well, wow, why did you call? Why didn't you pray first? Especially if you are a praying woman, or they are people who do pray. Now, I guess if you have time and not in a hurry, then you have the opportunity to pray for them while they're on the phone or while they're at your door. You know, they need help. They need your help, you know, and they want to put this burden on somebody. And a lot of times you're not able to handle that burden yourself. So when they lay that burden on you, then what are you going to do with the burden? Because it's like tangible and it's moving from one person to the other. Okay. So then you have to pray, well, oh, Lord, help me, you know, because I don't know why I feel like I feel, but everything just gone wrong. You know, I was in a good mood and then the good mood changed. So, you know, let's try to keep life simple, as simple as we can. You know, we're living through unprecedented times in our world today. It's not just in our city, state, country. It's the world. Everyone is on eggshells. Everyone is trying to figure out which way to go, what to do, how to do it, what to say, what not to say, where to go, where not to go. Do I need a mask? Am I going to be safe? Is my household going to be safe? My children, you know, my husband or my wife. We are all going through something right now, and I'm sure that we are all burdened to a certain extent, because what are we going to do with what we feel? Who's going to take this burden off of us? You know, and people are going off, violence here and violence there, violence all over the world. And on top of that, the world is like crazy. Hurricanes, tornadoes, the ground opening up and the sinkholes and fires and floods and locusts and everything is just happening at all at once. And there a terrible earthquake here and there. It's what can we do? How can we shift these burdens? And sometimes it can be what people consider fear, because we don't know what's going to happen next. And we're just in a state and in a mind like, well, what's next? What's going to happen next? And how we're going to get through this? I just don't know what to do. I don't know who to call. Well, 911 can't help you. Your neighbor can't help you. I mean, they can listen to you, but God is the answer. He is the only answer. He always has been the answer, and He always will be the answer. He will be the answer. And we just have to learn to take our burdens and our cares and our fears and whatever's going on in our hearts and in our minds and in our world and take it to Him, because He's the only one who can fix it. He's the only one who can give us peace, inner peace, and help us through these trying times, terrible times, dangerous times, perilous times, the Bible calls it, and deadly. You know, there's a lot of death going on. It seems like people are just leaving here so fast. I mean fast, young. People are living longer, 103, 104. Well, here's our call. Just hold on. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Doing fine.
Awesome.
Just sitting here waiting on your call and running my mouth on the air. Hopefully, I was saying something that could help someone in this unprecedented time that we live in. And I was sharing with them, Jan Ben, that you are our area missionary and you are associated with Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and the initials are CEF, and we use that a little bit more often because it's shorter, right?
Yes.
Okay, in Marion, Ohio. And I don't think you've been my guest before, have you?
I have not.
Okay, so you get to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became affiliated with CEF.
Okay. I actually, the first time I was associated with CEF was years and years and years ago. Our local director, Mike Todd, had actually come into my home and done a summer five-day club, and my now 18-year-old, I think, was about 5 years old at that time, so it's been a long time ago. But that's when I first learned about CEF. I had never known about CEF, which seems to be something that happens a lot, but it was a lady at church, and she had had a five-day club before at her home, and she just invited me to do one as well, and so I thought, okay, why not? Well, once you come to know what CEF is and what they're about, it's very easy to want to be involved with it and want to be a part of it. But it was many years later before I actually came on board. I currently teach 4 Good News Clubs a week. I've recently come on staff with CEF, and so it's been very, very exciting. It's a wonderful opportunity to minister to the children in the local public school system. It's amazing. This summer, of course, is a little different than other summers, but we are still doing ministry with children as well as we're able to.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you are enjoying it. And children just have a way of, you know, like little birds, have their mouths wide open and their ears wide open because they understand, somehow they understand the joy, the truth that you're giving them when it comes down to Jesus Christ, and that He died for them and that He loves them. And sometimes I wish that more adults could would be more readily to receive that, you know. And
yes.
And you say now you are the missionary over 4 schools. So how do you think this is going to work out as far as going back into the schools?
Right now, at the moment, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to, but of course that's our main prayer request, is that people would pray that we would be able to be back in the school systems, on campus, in person with the children. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, obviously we have to prepare for the fact that we might not be back in the school system with the way that it looks right now, at least not immediately in this school year. Mm-hmm. And so we've actually taken on a very new challenge and a different ministry opportunity, and that is to use what's called Zoom, which is a teleconferencing app, and it allows us to still communicate with the children, to share the gospel with them. We've actually been doing that this summer. I just started my 5th Zoom club with children for the summer, and I have another one coming up next week. And so we're able to still reach out to the children, be in touch with their families, but keep them safe and ourselves safe, and to put the families at ease and not have that, you know, that question of getting children together for ministry.
Right. Do you know where they are as far as opening schools back up?
The last that I heard that Marion City Schools had opted for what's called a hybrid model, which means that students would only actually go to school 2 days a week, and then they would still do the online schooling 3 days a week, or I think it's 3. It's either 2 and 2, but they're not going to be full-time in the classrooms. And a lot of the students, a lot of the parents have opted for just having their kids do the online school for now. So as far as I know, that's where they're at. And at this time, one of the policies for reopening school is that they limit the number of visitors that are in and out. And with us being an after-school program, we are considered a visitor.
Right.
And so right now, it doesn't look like we're going to be in the school system. But like I said, we're praying that all changes, because God can do it.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. I can understand that if they're only going to be going to school maybe 2 days a week, and who knows, that it may even change by, did I hear that correctly, September?
Yes, that's possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, September, the 9th, mm-hmm. I think, because my grandson, he's at Harding.
Yeah,
and I think my daughter told me September the 9th. So, I know, well, you are a teacher in sorts. How do you think this is going to impact the students, even Good News Club children and other students have to be virtually on laptops and at home during the school year? How do you think that's impacting them?
I think that some of them are fine with that, but I think others are going to be impacted in the fact that they don't have that social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, school is a place for them to go and receive food and to have friends and, you know, just have, you know, an outlet to be away from home. And so I think there are students who will be impacted greatly by this. Some will do fine with it because they seem to get along no matter what, but some other students, I think it will be much more difficult for them. I'm not exactly sure, but I just think that some of them, it will be difficult for them. So it would be wonderful if we could be back to as close to normal as possible.
Yeah, I was just talking about that before you called in. Simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
If we can keep life a little more simple, even though we're going through, oh, wow, some really challenging times in the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't, you know, it's just not us, our city and our state and our country, but worldwide we're all dealing with changes and limitations and still kind of wondering, well, what's next? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Or, you know, where are we going to be next month? We just don't know. We just have to trust God for that. And I did want to ask you, now, you being missionary over 4 schools, could you let us know a little bit more about the duties of a missionary?
Yes, I actually go into the public school system after school when that's the what we're able to do. Sorry, I've got a little bit of a cough. And teach the children for anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half. We have Bible lessons and missionary stories, and then we teach memory verses and memory verse songs. And basically, we just make sure that the children know that Jesus loves them and that he has a plan for their lives. And I do that 4 days a week right now.
A different school every day.
Yes.
Except for Friday, right?
Yes.
Or one day out of the week anyway.
Right.
So isn't that, I guess that would not be any different than being a teacher 5 days a week in a classroom.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. And there is an opportunity to go full-time as well. It's just that isn't open right now for me.
Right, right. Yeah, we understand that right now because we're still praying that, you know, before long that the students would be able to be in the classrooms like they was. But I guess until they come up with a vaccine or it probably won't be possible.
Yeah, we just don't know. But God knows, and we can pray and ask for that.
Yes.
And believe him to do great and mighty things because, I mean, we know how God turns things around. We can be concerned and overwhelmed by something, and just like that, he can change the whole situation.
Yes, he's the miracle worker.
Yes.
he makes life so much simpler for us, doesn't he?
Yes.
Wow. Simplicity is real. It really is ringing in my ears, like, make it simple, Linda. Just make life more simple than what you're trying to make it, and just cast all your cares upon him because he cares about you, and quit trying to move your life around or burdens around or whatever's going on with your children. And we all just, you know, I think we're all in the same boat to a certain extent about the cares of this life and complicating things a little bit more than they should be. So you say your son.
Yes.
You said he's 18 now.
Yes. Yes, he sure is.
What was that I heard? Like, wow, he's leaving home, he's growing up, too soon for mom?
He's still here. He hasn't gone anywhere yet because with the situation, how it is, even his leaving has kind of been postponed because colleges aren't necessarily meeting either, and he was hoping to go to play basketball, go on a scholarship, and right now sports aren't happening, and so a lot of things have changed for our children right now.
Wow. How's he taking that right now?
He's taking it pretty well, probably better than me. Like you said, he's more, it's okay, it'll work out, you know, so he's better at that. I'm more like, uh-oh, what are you going to do now, you know, but like you're saying, we just have to trust the Lord because he'll have his way.
Amen. Well, good thing he's a little more optimistic than you are, Mom.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a easygoing and take it as it comes. He's okay. I think maybe men are that way a little bit more.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Maybe a lot of times, huh?
Yes. yeah, I want to figure it out and, you know, do something about it. And he's just like, it's okay. It'll work out, you know. And God has a plan. God has a plan.
He's still in control. Yeah, he always has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. Only I know the plans I have for you. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Like we've been talking, if we would make life more simple and what we're dealing with and what we're going through, that we can just cast all these things on him. I don't know why we take them and run it around in our mind. And, you know what I mean? We act on it. We women have the little fainting spells, and then God has to revive us and bring us back. And then it's like, wow, what happened? This problem is still here, right? It hasn't moved.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think we're just like that. We're worry warts. You ever heard that terminology before?
Yes.
What? And I guess we're supposed to be more or less the head of the family in that regard, because everything seems like everything comes on the woman. Am I exaggerating?
No, I don't believe so. But I am one, and therefore I would understand that as well. But it does seem we have a very critical role, obviously. But you're right. It seems like lots of things come on us. Yeah.
And not only that, then they want to come to us and say, well, what are we going to do about it, right?
Praying.
Right.
Give it to God, like you're saying, yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. You take it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good talking to you, Jan.
Yes, it's good to talk to you, too.
I missed you from the mall.
Yes. Yeah, we haven't been there. That business closed. And I guess simplifying, huh?
Yeah. So you're not doing it at all?
I am, but I'm doing it at a different location. There's a small business called the Paisley Peacock on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I have some items in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You didn't have to close down completely.
No, uh-uh. But I really was asking the Lord, and I feel that he would have me to focus primarily on the missions with CEF. And so it's good to be able to give more time to that, be more devoted to that right now, which has actually been necessary, because I've really had to learn a lot to do the Zoom clubs, because you're on the computer and it's just new.
It is new, but you know what? It's been a godsend for a lot of organizations and meetings. And I mean, what would we do if it had not been for that, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's truly been a godsend. Seemed like I'm on at least once or twice a week myself on a meeting, two or three times a day sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
and so the children just take to it really, you know, really well, because they've been using it for school anyway or something like it. And so they just get on there and they have no problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the critical time that we're living in right now and you being in the position that you are at this time?
I've had times when I've thought, Lord, is there something else you want me to do? Is this door going to close? And then that hasn't happened. He just keeps opening new and different things that maybe he's impressed on me before, mm-hmm. and I've kind of been hesitant to respond to. Like getting on the computer, you know, doing Facebook Live or something like that, or just getting on and speaking. And so I've kind of been pushed into that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or pulled maybe, but it's been good, because I just feel like sometimes we get stuck and we think something has to be done a certain way, and, you know, I'm too old to do it differently and things like this, and the Lord is saying, no. I'm going to show you and I'm going to teach you if you'll just allow me to. And so I think that what I'm taking away from this is just the fact that if we'll just give him our best, you know, our effort, he'll take care of the rest. And so I guess I just feel like he is just calling us into some different ways of still preaching the gospel, ministering the gospel, sharing the gospel. He's just giving us different eyes to see ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's exciting, even though it's a little bit, you want it to go back to like it was, because when we're at the school, when we're in the classroom and we're in person, it's, you know, you have that opportunity, it seems like, to reach more children, and yet there's no limit to where this could go as well, you know, if this is the way we end up having to do ministry for a time. And that's the other thing, I believe it's just for a time. And so I think that in this season where he has us right now, we just have to be faithful to continue on, carry on the work, and he'll be faithful as well. And one day, it may be back looking similar to what it did before.
Well, I'm glad you said that. It may look similar. If not the same, it may look similar. Who knows how many metamorphoses we may have to go through, you know, before it returns
right.
back. You know, but like mm-hmm. you were saying, you know, it's a comfort zone. It's what we're used to. It's our normal, you know.
Yes.
But we're living in perilous times, changing times. Times are changing. Things are changing. Not
yes.
only that, I believe, and I may be wrong, that we're living in the last days. I know a lot of people are talking about it on the media, churches and different ministers and things like that. And this, we are living in a urgent time. The time is urgent as far as the gospel being preached and getting out, and not only to children, but even to adults who think that, oh, well, I don't have time to devote myself to the Lord right now. There's things I want to do with
mm-hmm.
my life, you know, and they don't feel the urgency, even though all
right.
this is going on.
Yes.
But it's urgent.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, while you're saying that, one of the exciting things about doing the Zoom is that sometimes you'll realize that you see the child that's on the screen,
mm-hmm.
and yet you'll hear a parent in the background. And so we're actually in their home this way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So anybody that's within earshot can hear the gospel. So that is one thing that I've realized and thought, wow, you know, the parents are sometimes sitting right there, or siblings are right there with the children that are on the Zoom. And so they're hearing the gospel also. And so that is one thing I've found to be very exciting about this.
Look at God.
Yes.
Where that was an obstacle.
Yes.
You know, parents would send their children, but they would, some of them wouldn't have no part in it. Then a child goes
right.
home and try to share with them what they've learned about God and the good news that the Good News Club is sharing. And maybe they don't even want to hear it. But this way, wow.
Yeah.
They're front
mm-hmm.
and center.
Right.
Who would have thought of that but God?
mm-hmm.
You can take any situation and turn it to our good, can't he?
Yes. Yes, he can.
Wow. And like you also say, you don't know how many more students you may be able to reach on that Zoom.
Right.
Because even the Facebook Live, I hear pastors saying, wow, I'm impacting more and more people than I was even in my own, you know, in my own church.
Mm-hmm.
At least you can advertise on Facebook Live, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much larger audience because
right.
these children need something positive.
And that's something else that CEF has done locally is there is what's called Good News Camp-In,
mm-hmm.
and that is on Facebook. And so we actually have another local missionary that puts a devotion out once a week, and another one that does like a craft on there. And so that's another opportunity just for getting out there and giving the children something to listen to and to look at.
That's good. That's real good. Mm-hmm. And you, Jan, Ben, as being our area missionary, we want you to take an opportunity to let other people know what you want them to know about the ministry and how, you know, you can help their students if they're not already, you know, a part of it.
Mm-hmm. We are actually having some training upcoming, and we'll know more about how the school year is going to look and what the ministry is going, how we're going to kind of put it together after the 27th. But as far as you can still contact your local school and find out about CEF, or you can contact CEF, or you can look us up online. If your student isn't already part of a Good News Club, they can be plugged in. The school year is for us is probably going to start a little bit later if we're able to be on campus in the classroom. It will probably be at a later time after the schools have had time to see how things are going to settle down and fall into place. As far as the Zoom clubs, we are going to try to still go through the school to register students for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we will be reaching out to students that were in our clubs last year. We still have their information, and we will be reaching out to them. And we always encourage one of the best ways to get students in a Good News Club is to have other students invite them, ask them, because they love to have their friends with them. So that's a great way to get students involved. So, yes, we will be actively pursuing children to take part in, whether it's on campus or if we have to do off campus, but we can still meet together, or whether it's Zoom, we will definitely make sure that the information is in the school system for the students to receive and parents to take advantage of.
Now, is this training for Zoom or just the regular training?
It's going to be training for Zoom. At this point, we're trying to get all of our lead teachers comfortable with doing Zoom in case we would need to do that. And so that's our goal, is to try to get everybody able to have experienced that and see that, you know, that it is just another tool, it's just another ministry opportunity. And so we are going to be doing some training for that. We're also doing just at Beulah Beach. Remember when we went there?
Yes, I do.
That was such a wonderful time. We're going to be doing just some curriculum training there also.
Yeah. I ran across those pictures not too long ago that we took. It was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed myself. The training was excellent. And
yes.
Food, too. Wasn't bad. Or the room that we had to share, but it was really an experience, and I thank God for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to be going back there soon.
Yes, August 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
Will be. Yes.
All right. I'm so proud of you, Jan. You really took a
big leap.
Yeah. Four schools. Yeah.
Yes, well, I appreciate you so much because you were so just involved, and I just love when I get to see you and talk with you, and you're just such an encouragement.
Yeah, because I was doing two schools myself. I don't know how I did it, but at one time I was. Because it gets in you like that, and you just want to share. The more you want to tell everybody, you want to tell all the kids, you know. So it's sort of like when God starts talking to you, he doesn't stop. He just keeps loading you up, you know. And, you have to have an outlet, you know. So, yeah, it's an experience that I'll never forget. never forget. But one of great growth. And I thank God for you. I rode with you to that training session we had, and we just had an excellent time, I thought.
Beautiful time.
Well, Jan, we are out of time. We have about a minute left, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you again soon, and you can let us know how the Zoom is going on, if you have to go that route.
Right.
And how things are going with you.
Okay.
All
right. Appreciate it. Yes.
And I do too, and thank you.
And you're
God
welcome.
Bless. Uh-huh. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Jan Benn. She is the Area Missionary for Child Evangelism Fellowship, initial CEF in the Marion City Schools. So we thank God for her and for her mission that she is on. And like I was saying, the day and time is urgent, and the message of the gospel is urgent, not just to the children, but some of our adult children or adults that we know of do not know Christ. And some people don't, they say they don't even want to know, but hopefully that changes soon. As I said, we're out of time. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People. I'm here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Tune in tomorrow from 4:15 until 5 p.m. I will have Jeff Porter on, author of Expressions of the
You're Wednesday. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything.